desires.
Couple minutes left here at halftime, or until halftime comes to a close. With Austin Render, my name is Greg Murray. Well, we know sectional play is coming up. Score here 24-0, by the way, Edgewood over North Putnam, if you're just joining us. Sectionals, Edgewood and Washington. That's the matchup next week. We asked Coach Rosenberg of Edgewood what he thought of the sectional draw.
You know, we're excited. We're excited to play in sectionals. I think a lot of the teams in our sectional are better than what the record says, and I think that includes Washington. I think they play tough schedules down there, and I would say, and I know they play a tougher schedule than we do right now, and so as a coach, that makes me nervous. That, you know, Washington, and then it's either Princeton or Owen Valley after that, and we scrimmaged Princeton this summer, and they're better. If they played our schedule, they would be a better win team, right? So we're excited for it. I was happy to see Sullivan and Vincennes Lincoln on the top playing each other, not us. But, you know, we got to get through who we got to play. And so, you know, we're excited, but we know, our kids know that they got a big test this week, and then we're all going to jump in next week.
That is third-year head coach Brian Rosenberg for this Edgewood Mustang team. Of course, that is pre-recorded as he's ready to lead his Mustangs back onto the field to start quarter three. That when we return, up 24-0 over the North Putnam Cougars. That's after this 1 minute break on Hoosier Country 105.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace, learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Where do you go when you're looking for quality countertops, sinks, and faucets? Quality Surfaces. Quality Surfaces offers you the beauty, style, and variety that lets you express yourself. Natural stone like granite, soapstone, marble, and quartz. Solid surfaces including Corian by DuPont. Combined with the quality of Kohler plumbing fixtures, why settle? When quality counts, it's Quality Surfaces. And save 10% over competitors' pricing. Visit them at QualitySurfaces.com or call 812-876-5838 and see for yourself.
Halftime comes to a close here at Edgewood High School. Final chance at the red carpet here this year, Austin.
I absolutely love
how
this
sad
field. It is sad. We'll be back next year.
Start of the third quarter here, Edgewood and North Putt. Of note going forward, with the basketball schedule that starts in early November, we'd hate to cover a team high school-wise in sectionals if we can't make a run through the entirety of the state tournament, or at least through the first few rounds. So Hoosier Country 105, this will be our final broadcast on Friday nights here in 2019. But again, we want to thank everybody that's joined us throughout the season, and well, we'll finish this next and final half of the regular season quite strong. Our halftime report and the out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by State Farm agent Donna Neese. Like a good neighbor, State Farm and Donna Neese are there. You can call them today for an auto or homeowner's quote at 812-935-5700. North Putnam will take the football following the Edgewood kickoff. North Putnam, the visiting Whites, will run it back right to left as we play football. 24-0, Edgewood over North Putnam in the WIC crossover ball game. End over end, picked up at the 14-yard line by North Putnam. And Scott Proctor, pretty good on special teams. That's been one of the highlights for North Putnam. The run back from Proctor across the 30 to the 33. And back comes Maverick Summers. Where do you start with this Edgewood defense to keep this moving, Austin?
Well, the Edgewood defense, you have to credit the secondary. They've come up with great plays. Derek Davis out of his linebacker spot, he's one of those guys that had to step up. With the loss of Tristan Bland today, you turn to guys like Derek Davis, a fumble recovery, an interception. Andrew Blessinger's been solid. Jake Rogers almost had an interception himself. That defense and that back seven has been really good.
No Jackson Ludlow, no Tristan Bland. Playing a bit shorthanded here for Edgewood, you'd never know it. Crossing route to Lucius Alexander on the half's first play, and Alexander has first down yardage from the 33 out to the 44, 11 yards through the air. Or Maverick Summers, just near 70 yards overall for the ball game, just 107 yards overall for this North Putt offense. But the big red number, 5 turnovers offensively, 3 picks and a fumble. Give up the middle is to the running back in Baker, and he's got first down yardage across midfield all the way to the 45-yard line. 11 more for Baker and a nice burst. So here 2 plays in, Austin. Nice quick few steps here for North Putnam. Best they've looked all and throughout this ball game. You wonder if they got a nice kick in the pants from their head coach to start to fire up this team for half number 2.
The next step, taking care of the football. They've had a couple drives today, ended in the red zone.
First and 10 for Summers. Out route, Lucius Alexander caught across the 40 to the 39-yard line. 6 more yards, and even the passes here for Maverick Summers. They have a bit more zip on it, seems, here in the third quarter. He's 2 for 2. 24 yards on 4 grabs for Alexander, and now a second down and 4 coming up. Still in the opening minute here of this third quarter, 24-0 is the score. Now the give is to Baker, and he is met at the line of scrimmage. A terrific play. Reese Novak from the D-line was there. He pushes Baker into the backfield, back to the 41 for a loss of 2 yards on the play. Now you get a third down chance here for the Mustangs to get off the field.
They don't like forward progress in high school football, I've noticed. That was a tough one there. He was hit at the 40-yard line, dropped at the 42, and they bring him all the way back there.
Yeah, loss of 3 actually on the play. 3rd and 7 here for Summers. Drops back to midfield, slings it over the far side, and it's caught by Alexander all the way in near the 27-yard line where he's out of bounds. 15 more yards for Lucius Alexander, who is the heavy target here in this early third quarter. And North Putt's got it moving here. They go with a no-huddle offense. Another first down, already their 3rd here in the 3rd period. And a 1st and 10 from the 27-yard line of Edgewood on the half's opening drive. But now a high snap. Summers has to jump to grab it to prevent the snap from going over his head. He then just falls on it back at the 31, so a loss of 4 more yards.
That's happened all day. Yeah. And what that does, that one was extreme. But even when they're up at the face, they're usually slow lobs. And that gives him half a second less time to throw the football. It gives the defense more time to get to him before he even has the football. So the snaps have been an issue today for North Putt.
1:40 gone here in this opening drive from North Putt. Edgewood with a 24-0 lead. 2nd down and long. Summers looking long and incomplete towards Alexander. On a pump and go, and Alexander was not quite quick enough to get to it. Good spiral from Maverick Summers, but towards double coverage as well and incomplete. Now a 3rd and long, 3rd and 14 to be precise, from the Edgewood 31, from the right side hash, 4 receivers, 3 lined up in order. Caleb Lawrence in the slot, then Proctor, and Colton Clifford, who's got one of the bigger grabs for North Putt. Caught a 24-yard ball all the way to the 1-yard line. Over the middle, and that pass is caught by the slot man. That's Alexander. Not quite to first down yardage, and actually well short. But again, 4 down territory. Remember, North Putt hasn't kicked a field goal, and well, in the second half, down 24 points. Why would you?
That was the perfect play.
Yeah.
You're not likely to pick up the 14 yards. What has North Putt done well on this drive? Short routes, easy passes, getting Summers comfortable. That's exactly what happened there.
Got 7 yards on the play. They cut the yards to gain in half from 14. Now a 4th and 7 from the 24-yard line. They need the 17. Here's the snap to Summers. It's a good one. Looking over to the left side, and he's got the receiver. It's Colton Clifford. Now it's all about the placement. Where did he get it? Well, there's your forward progress, Austin, all the way to the 16-yard line.
Great forward progress.
Gain of 8 yards to Colton Clifford and a first down. Boy, Brian Rosenberg was waving his hands like no way he got there, but getting that forward progress, probably the right spot.
Yep, made up for the last one where they made him lose 3 yards, but that, again, that was the toughest story he's had on this drive all the way across the field.
1st down and 10, and, well, Summers is going to tuck it and run, has blockers in front inside the 10, falls forward to the 7. He's just shy of the yards to gain, gains 9 yards on, well, the first time we've seen Summers want to run the football, and boy, he looks like he came up a bit lame. He's hurt, he's got hands on the hips and walking a bit uneasy back towards the huddle. He's going to stay in the ball game after a 9-yard gain.
I think he tripped on his lineman, was trying to cut back in, just got caught up on the back leg of his lineman, fell to the ground a little awkward, but He's still out there toughing it out, needing a touchdown.
Second and one from the 7 yard line. 8.5 to play. They give to Baker up the middle. 5, end zone, touchdown. Late flag comes in as well, but in the secondary and near the scoring play.
It's got to be a face mask.
Yeah, I'm assuming this is defensive in one way or the other. And yeah, that's a touchdown. 7 yard carry there for Aiden Baker as he's in for the 6th time this season. His 15th carry of the day, and North Putnam's on the board here early third quarter. An impressive drive.
Yeah, really good drive. They put Summers in good positions to succeed. Little 5-6 yard out routes and getting the ball to his receivers in open space.
Here is the point after, the first time that we've seen the kicker here for North Putt and Braden Polly, and he converts on the point after. So with a timeout on the field, 8:27 to go in third quarter. It is 24-7. Edgewood up 17 points here on Hoosier Country 105.
What if your roommate, we'll call him Einstein, decides to microwave a metal mixing bowl full of cookie dough?
This is going to be so good.
And sets your apartment on fire.
Uh-oh. Is it supposed to do that?
We've got an agent for that. See State Farm agent Donna Neese in Bloomington for auto, renters, frankly, all kinds of insurance. Donna and her team have your back. Call our office today at 812-935-5700.
This is bad.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is
someone
there.
Call a fire extinguisher. Call 982. 911.
Seven, Edgewood over North Putt. 8:27 to go, third quarter here in week 9. The penalty following the scoring play, a 7 yard run from Aiden Baker, 5 yards added to the kickoff. That's a face mask to go against the Edgewood secondary. So rather than just declining the penalty and moving on, they pushed the kicker and Skyler Warren up to the 45-yard line. He'll line up near the right side hash. Austin, we talked in that brief commercial break, a touchdown on an impressive drive from North Putt. A bit surprised they didn't go for two, down 24 points.
Absolutely. I know it's early to chase points. You still have 20 and a half minutes left in this game, but the offense has struggled so much, and really the defense is starting to get tired too. I'm a little surprised they didn't go for it, try and make it a two-score game.
The lone man to receive, that's Fortier maybe back. Trying to read these numbers on black, it is end over end. Quentin Fortier picks it up on a bounce at the 6 yard line. 10, 15, 20. That's where he's hit, dragged forward to the 24 yard line with 8:21 to go, third quarter. Well, interesting for Edgewood. They settled in nicely there in quarter number two, really got things moving on offense.
Yeah, Curtis started 0-for-5, then he started to get things going. A nice 19 yard touchdown play. He had 4 passes in the first quarter, that to go along with, they only had 13 plays in the first quarter. Second quarter, they exploded, though. A lot more plays, a lot more points, and they told the defense that they're not the only ones that can score. The offense got things going in the second quarter and helped out that really good defensive performance.
They methodically moved down the field with a 5-minute touchdown drive towards the end of that first half. Here they take the field for the first time with 8:21 to go, third quarter up 24-7. Out of the shotgun, high snap, Curtis takes it. He lines up as the running back and actually takes the handoff and is breaking through. He's by himself, streaking ahead of the defense. Skyler Curtis on a handoff from 76 yards out for the score. Now some trickery there from Edgewood. They lined up a new quarterback into the shotgun. They moved in Curtis from the slot to the back. They gave it to him, and he used his speed. One strike for the score.
Unreal. And, I mean, we talked about how he's capable of turning himself into a running back there. It was designed for him to be the running back. And what a play made. He just shot through the gap. He's a big guy, too. Skyler Curtis is a tough guy to bring down. You pair that with his speed, and he is a dynamic player.
One play, 76 yards. Well, that's how you respond after the defense allows their first touchdown. Skyler Curtis comes on and says, watch this, 76 yards to the house. Adkins adds on the extra point. 8:08 to go, third quarter. We're back where we were at halftime, and a 24-point lead here for the Mustangs. 31-7 on Hoosier Country 105.
With a vision to create a community of strong kids with resilient attitudes, where athletes change their confidence, their bodies, their explosiveness, and their futures. That is how Teamwork Bloomington was built. Do you want to make the team, be on the starting lineup, get a college offer, go to the NBA, or just looking for overall health changes as an adult? Teamwork Bloomington works with you and your goal to get the best athletic result. Working with all sports and athletes ages 9 and up, call Teamwork Bloomington now at 812-320-2910.
Skyler Curtis, his third touchdown of the night, his second on the ground. That is most impressive, 76 yards to the house.
He got about 10, 15 yards in front of the line of scrimmage, and then it was like he shot out of a cannon. Nobody was going to catch him. By midfield, you knew he was gone, and all he did from the midfield stripe to the end zone was gain more ground on those defenders.
Now to kick off, Andre Adkins back to return. A pair for North Putt lined up at the 10-yard line. 31-7 is the score. Edgewood in control here early second half. The kickoff is picked up by Caleb Lawrence, who keeps it moving on the ground across the 30 to the 34-yard line, where, well, here North Putt will quickly come back on offense. And I guess the one negative here from the one-play drive is I imagine that already a shorthanded defense may be a bit fatigued on, well, just this second drive of the game or the half.
Well, and we were talking about how they didn't go for two, so it stayed a three-possession game. So the only positive you could take away from that is it's technically still a three-possession game, and you just got the ball back quicker. So, I mean, you're still three scores down whether they scored or not.
67-yard touchdown drive to start the half. Summers on the keeper. Goes backwards, maybe back to the line of scrimmage. No yard or no gain.
Yeah, remember, we're generous.
High snap. Yep. He got back to the line of scrimmage. Yep. Yeah, over there on the right hash. Another high snap.
Yeah, those snaps are becoming a big issue. It just doesn't give Summers a lot of time to think before there's a defender in his face.
Yeah, Colin Hines is the listed starting center, and that's Hines, the senior there in the middle there for North Putt. Yeah, he's catching it neck high or above on four out of every five plays here for Summers. This a decent snap, picks it up. Now a tuck and run and short yardage for Maverick Summers. Short gain to the 36, gain of two.
Well, you snap a couple errant snaps, which he has today, and that gets in your head. And then what you do is you slow down the snap to make sure you get it on target. You put less velocity on it, so it's a bit more of a rainbow, which obviously doesn't really help the situation at all either. So, nonetheless, it has been a tough snapping day for North Putt.
Third down and eight from their own 36-yard line. 6:45 and counting, third quarter. Edgewood up by 24. Out to the outside, that's a nice pitch and catch into the 48-yard line. Gain of 12 for Lucius Alexander. He's a good playmaker on this team. He's up over 50 yards receiving, and another big first down here for North Putnam. You know, the officials call time, and they're going to make a lineman, looks like, come off the field. Wonder if his helmet came loose or something happened where he's required to come off the field. But either way, moving the chains in a gain of 12 yards.
Again, they're simplifying things for Maverick Summers. He's a good quarterback, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying he can't throw it deep, but I think they were trying that too much in the first half. These are quick out routes. He doesn't have a ton of time, so getting the ball out of his hands quickly is important.
First down and 10, Summers goes over the middle, and that ball's caught. That's Caleb Lawrence this time inside the 30, tackled up at the 27-yard line. That's a gain of 25 yards through the air as they hit Lawrence on the seamer.
Well, that's what can happen. He gets comfortable with the short out routes. He starts to feel warm, and he fires a dart across the middle. That might have been the best throw of the day from Maverick Summers.
Moving quickly, first and 10, now to the Edgewood 27. The give to Baker, running to the right side. He's got space, 15, spins his way inside the 10, all the way down to the 8-yard line. Impressive run, 19 yards on the ground for Aiden Baker. You open up the run game when you start to pass it. And I tell you what, this North Putnam offense, the way they play, this game is far from over.
I'm starting to on the bandwagon that last touchdown was not that bad of a play because they're still within three scores, and now they might score again.
First and goal now. Pressure coming, and Summers goes down for the sack. Back at the 10-yard line, he is swallowed up as the pressure surrounds him. Landon Bell, the junior, drops him a yard on first and goal. That will momentarily halt this Cougar offense for North Butt. We hit the midway mark of this third quarter, 31-7. Both teams have scored a touchdown already here in quarter number three after Edgewood held a 24-0 halftime advantage. Time certainly in Brian Rosenberg's favor here in the final half of the regular season, and before the snap, a timeout taken. Sam Carnes took the first of three here in half number two, so they will have two remaining, just like Edgewood will have two remaining for the rest of the ball game. A timeout on the field. We will take a timeout here from Mustang Corral. It's Edgewood 31, North Putt 7 on Hoosier Country 105.
The summer is starting to wind down, and cooler months are just around the corner, which means it's time for the Able Nursery annual August clearance sale. The whole month of August, it's buy one, get one free on all trees, shrubs, and perennials in stock. So be sure to stop by Able Nursery, located on Highway 45 west of Bloomington, or find them online at ablenursery.com. Sale limited to items in stock only. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Items sold under this sale do not carry a warranty.
North Butt takes their first time out of the half. They have two remaining, 5:43 to go third quarter. Edgewood leads North Putnam 31-7 with Austin Render. My name is Greg Murray. Second and goal coming from the 10-yard line. From the right side hash, Summers will take the snap out of the break, give it to his running back, and a healthy gain up inside to the three. Again, that's Aiden Baker, who's gotten through that initial hole across the line of scrimmage and past the defensive line more often than not. Gain of 7, third and goal. He's up over 100 yards.
They even gave him the 2-yard line here. This is a great spot for North Putt. Opportunity, obviously, 4-down territory. I think you run it right back up the middle.
Third and goal. And they do. They gave it to him, an RPO. I thought Summers kept it. Instead, they gave it to Baker, and he got nowhere. Right back to the 2-yard line. No gain on the play. And now fourth and goal. And without any hesitation, North Putt will go for it. They need touchdowns, down 24 points here, just past the midway point of this third quarter. And a big opportunity here for Edgewood if they can hold it. Fourth and goal. They spread it out, four receivers. They will throw, and it's too high for the intended target. Scott Proctor was the man on an out route here on the near side corner. Bend don't break. Edgewood holds. No points for North Putt.
Well, that is a backbreaker because you score, you get that two-point conversion, you're within 16, you've scored on back-to-back possessions, but that is a backbreaker. Big defensive stop by Edgewood.
Seven out of the last eight passes had been completed by Maverick Summers. He looks like a new quarterback after turning the ball over five times in the first half. Much more crisp here in quarter number three. He led a touchdown drive to start the half. They gave up a touchdown on one play to Skyler Curtis and then moved it down the field but came up with nothing. 4:47 to go in the third quarter of play, and the Mustangs will take over with a 24-point lead but backed up in their own end zone from their own two. Skyler Curtis out of the shotgun on a first down and 10. With him looks like Levi Bay, the give to Bay, and he just shovels his way out of his own end zone. He's maybe back to the line of scrimmage. That's Brody Schaefer. I didn't look towards the sideline. I just got to look to see who's coming in.
Yep.
No gain from Schaefer, who hasn't had much room to run so far here in this ballgame.
There's Bay. I was just going to say, Schaefer might get two in a row, but not to be.
Yeah, well, one perk here for Edgewood. Time is certainly in their favor, and we've seen them get out of their own end zone a few different times already in this ballgame. And a first down, even two. You don't need points necessarily on this drive. You can chew up a few minutes and maybe try and flip the field back, at least neutralize the possession. I think that's a win for Brian Rosenberg. Second and 10 from the two. RPO, the give to Bay, running left across the 5-yard line before the dog pile meets him at the 6. That's good for 4 yards. Third down and 6 will come next from the left side hash inside of 4 minutes to go third quarter.
This is Coach Rosenberg telling his offensive line, I trust you. We're just going to run the football, get us yards. This might be a situation where they need to throw it, third down and six, but I like the first two plays. Just keep the ball on the ground. Like you said, the time is their best friend.
Skylar Curtis is just 4 of 14 throwing the football for 38 yards, 19 of which came on a touchdown throw to Quentin Fortier in the first half. Running the football has been much more successful for Curtis. Third and 7 from the 6. Curtis drops to pass, pressure following him, and still looking to throw, still scrambling, and here comes a flag, and Curtis is still on his feet, and he's across the 15, across the 20, and somehow gets out to the 21-yard line. There's a flag in the backfield. I wonder if that's on the defense.
They picked up 15. I think it might have been a horse collar. It is.
You got it. That would have been a first down anyway, but how about the athleticism of Skylar Curtis to get a first down somehow on that play?
I would imagine they declined that.
I would think.
Well, Coach Rosenberg out on the field.
He's going to take whichever one ultimately gives you the best yardage. I imagine that's 15 from the spot.
Which was back at the 4, so yeah. That'll put him at the 19.
Or you move to the 21-yard line and the officials will meet maybe to confirm where exactly that flag was thrown. Either way, it will be a first down for Edgewood, which, as we said at the start of this possession, you use that clock and just try and move it out of your own end zone. Pick up a first down, maybe two, and, well, there's one. And if nothing else, you go 3 and out here, maybe with a few more runs, and you keep that clock moving towards the end of the third quarter.
Oh, there was a second flag that has been picked up. So they declined the first flag, and they had to figure out what was going on with the second flag.
Gotcha. We didn't see that second one sneaking in there. Oh, 15-yard gain for Skylar Curtis on the ground inside of 3 minutes to go. In quarter three, up 24 points, 31-7, a first and 10 from the 21-yard line. Curtis out of the shotgun, takes the snap, shifting over to the right side. He keeps it on an option look. That's across the 25-yard line. And that's Andrew Blessinger, who's back there at quarterback with the run.
Skyler was, I think, lined up as a receiver.
Dual quarterbacks here at the Mustang Corral.
He gets 7 there, I think, for Blessinger.
They mark him at 6. Yeah, he gave him 6. Now we have a timeout on the field for an injured Cougar on that defensive line, and just the way the trainers are reacting to the player, looks like maybe a cramp here in the second half.
Well, is it? It's nice. I mean, this is the way that the game is going, to have a mobile quarterback. And it gives you so many more options offensively. It opens up the RPOs. I don't know if you watched the Thursday night game last night, but having a quarterback like Joe Flacco who can't move, you're in trouble. There's nowhere to go once the pocket collapses. When you have a quarterback like Skylar Curtis, he can make plays. That third down play is an example. He's running around for his life, and he somehow picked up 15 yards. That's where the game is going now, and I love this. They are keeping Blessinger out there.
Yep, Blessinger's lined up as the quarterback with Skylar Curtis lined up to his right. So Blessinger will take the snap out of the shotgun on a second down and 4 from the 28. Blessinger takes the snap and gives to Curtis running to the left side. He's got the first down, juking left, outside to the numbers, and dragged down at the 40-yard line. He had one more, and he could have been gone. 12 yards more for Skylar Curtis. I've met a 180 on the ground. Granted, 76 of them came on 1 yard or on one carry. But my goodness, he's the fastest guy on the field, and that helps.
This is an interesting strategy, keeping the ball on the ground. I think he's your best option at running back right now, which is crazy to think. But you have to wonder, it's a 24-point game. You're heading into the fourth quarter here shortly. You have sectionals next week. How many more of these beatings do you want your quarterback to take?
Out of the shotgun, first and 10 from the 39-yard line, left side hash. Blessinger with a play action, now throws to Derek Farkas over the middle, and a dangerous throw, that inside slant in the middle of the field. And Farkas hesitated briefly as the ball came in, and Blessinger's first passing attempt falls incomplete. Second down and 10. Farkas dropped it, then took a nice hit. Minute 38 to go, third quarter.
You mentioned Blessinger last week had the touchdown against Bloomington South, 27-yarder. Has 3 carries for 101 coming into today. He has 1 for 7 today. Hasn't thrown a whole lot of passes, though.
He's got a pick 6 today. Can't forget that. Second and 10 from the 39-yard line, left side hash. Just over a minute and a half to go. Here's the give, and it's Curtis, a short gain across the 40-yard line to the 42, gain of 3 yards.
Is this something that even in postseason play do you look to? It's working today. Is this something they're just trying because it's a 24-point game, and if it works, the success it's having, it feels hard to not think about if the offense is struggling next week or any time in the postseason to bring this out.
Well, and I tell you what, at this point in the game, if you're North Putnam in defense, you prep obviously for Skylar Curtis. You're in the second half, and all of a sudden Edgewood throws in this curveball with a brand new quarterback. That's got to be really hard to adjust to. Where
a quarterback that you don't have much on.
Well, you don't have much on him, and you're still spotlighting Skylar Curtis, but he's got a completely different role. And it's a new-look offense with the way Blessinger runs things. Third and 7 here from the 42-yard line out of the pistol. Blessinger drops to throw and dumps it to Curtis in the flats. 40, jukes his way across the 45. He dives for the first down marker, and he's just short. He picks up 6 yards through the air to Skylar Curtis, 6 yards. And fourth down and 1, and then Brian Rosenberg will keep the offense on the field, and I like this call right here.
This is how often do you see a team utilize their quarterback in this way? I mean, he's a running back, he's a quarterback, and now he's a receiver. He could do everything.
Well, what you're doing by bringing Blessinger into the ball game too, you're bringing probably your 2 best athletes on the field. And looks like Brian Rosenberg may wait for this clock to wind down as far as it goes. And oh, no, you're going to be able to run this out. So the game clock hits 0 to end the third quarter. And a 4th and 1 from the 48-yard line comes next. Edgewood up comfortably, 31-7. 12 minutes left on the clock. We'll take a quick 30-second break. Back in a moment on Hoosier Country 105.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
3 quarters in the books. Edgewood up on North Putt, 31-7. Both teams score once there in that third quarter. And Austin, a big spot here for Edgewood. One is they've mixed up the offense. They keep the offense on the field. They're facing a 4th and 1, and their goal right now, keep the offense moving, keep the clock moving as well as we start the fourth.
Absolutely. And they are in full experimentation mode right now. I mean, you got Skylar Curtis playing every position. Blessinger's getting some snaps at quarterback. And on a 4th and 1, you don't normally go for it up by 24, but the way this offense is moving, why not?
And you're giving your running backs a rest too. Well, Curtis just sneaks up under center, and he just keeps it and runs it up the gut. He's got the first down all the way to midfield. That's a new way to do it too. He was lined up as the running back behind Blessinger. Stepped up under center, took the snap, and pulled a Patrick Mahomes and pushed his way up the middle, came out injury-free.
Well, you make a good point. I think this could have a decent amount to do as Schaefer comes back in here and Blessinger's done for now. This could have a decent amount to do with the beat-up running backs. Maybe they're just trying to give them a day off. It is a 24-point game. There's no reason to put Schaefer and Bay through more hits if they're already a little bit beat up. So maybe that's part of the reasoning behind it.
31-7, that's your score. That clock keeps moving. 11.5 minutes to go. Edgewood is inside of 5 seconds on the play clock, and Coach Rosenberg calls a timeout. They were a little too late to break that huddle, as Edgewood will use their
should be their
first.
Yeah,
that's what I thought. I think that's their first timeout of the half. Either way, it's timeout on the field, so we too will break. 11:28 to go in the ball game here on Hoosier Country 105.
I expected my mom to be nervous. No biggie. I got this. However, this is what I got. You're in a ditch. Get over. Slow down. Middle of the lane. I was like, Mom, calm down already.
Why handle all that new driver stress on your own? Let All-Star Driving School teach your student, offering hands-on, in-class sessions as well as online. Weekdays and Sunday classes. Call All-Star Driving School at 812-339-9908 for more info and like them on Facebook.
Taken for Brian Rosenberg. We welcome you back here on Hoosier Country 105. Our final broadcast as far as high school football is concerned. A programming note for tomorrow, Indiana football is at Maryland. Hoosiers and Terps, 3:30 Eastern kick, 2:30 with the pregame here on Hoosier Country 105 with Don, Buck, and Joe. First and 10 from midfield following the timeout. We'll see what kind of the offense comes out for Brian Rosenberg following the TO. Brody Schaefer is the running back, and Skyler Curtis is back in his normal quarterback spot out of the shotgun. First down and 10. Curtis gives it to Schaefer running left. A nice cutback across the 45. Stumbles up to the 44 for a nice gain of 6 yards. That may be his longest carry of the night. It's been tough sledding there for Schaefer.
And that's good to see. Bay will come in now, but I think this is load management. I think that's they're giving Curtis some carries. They're giving Bay some carries, Schaefer some carries. I think this is load management. Try not to put your guys through too many hits here with a 24-point lead and sectionals looming.
You're under 11 minutes to play here. I have Schaefer with 8 carries, Bay with 4, Blessinger 1, and Curtis with 14. It's kind of the breakdown. Granted, Curtis likes to scramble and as a running quarterback, which fits the bill. Impressive. Second down and 4 coming from the 44-yard line of North Putt. Play clock ticks to 5 and a delayed give to Bay. Short yardage back to the line of scrimmage there to the 44-yard line for Bay.
Do you throw the football or do you just continue to pound it on the ground, trust your offensive line, and keep that clock moving?
Well, I think their safest bet may be to just give it to Curtis for a quarterback keeper. Try and block him up front and see if he can't push his way forward for 4 yards.
This just brings you back to the fourth down and 2, really third down and goal at the 2 for North Putt. With a few minutes left, the third quarter, they score. They're still very much in this ball game, and that was such a huge stop for Edgewood, and they've just been killing clock ever since.
Well, this is only their second offensive drive, and the first one was a one-play 76-yard touchdown run. So they haven't been on the field all that often. They do throw, and they have a receiver. He's stuck behind the defense, first down yardage inside the 25-yard line. Couldn't quite pick up who it was, just right up the seam. And Parker Harrington gets in on the fun. That's his first grab of the day.
22 yards and a very solid throw. And the pickup football part of me wanted him to pitch it to the receiver that was right behind him, and it would have been a touchdown.
Not sure Coach Rosenberg would have loved
that. No, probably not.
For you and I that are not on the field,
it was
that's
there.
My initial
that's
reaction.
That's the perfect lateral play in a pickup football game.
First and 10 here from the North Putnam 22-yard line. Just over 9 minutes to play. Edgewood in control, up 24 points. The winner finishes in third place in the Western Indiana Conference. Out of the shotgun, Curtis gives to Schaefer across the 20 to the 19, gain of 3 for Brody.
This has been the perfect drive because – yeah, it was great that they scored a 76-yard touchdown, but it didn't take any time off the clock.
Right.
This drive has just been play after play after play. They started this drive with their own 2, and now they've slowly – it's got to be around 15 plays, it feels like, on this drive. They're down to the 18, 19-yard line. They're just moving slowly but efficiently, which is keeping that clock moving.
Well, with running the football, they're staying between the numbers inside the hash marks, and – so with every time they're tackled, that play or that game clock doesn't stop. They're already nearing 8 minutes to go here in this ballgame. Two backs behind Skyler Curtis. The give is to Bay, sweeping to the right side. Jukes back in. He's got space. 10-5, touchdown, Mustangs. 19 yards out for Levi Bay. His third touchdown of the year, and the Mustangs add on with another score, 37-7.
Now that's a very impressive drive. I mean, getting Curtis involved, Blessinger involved, Schaefer and Bay, everybody played a part in that drive, and ultimately Bay finishes it off.
In the point after is Andre Adkins, and we talked early in the game, Austin, about gaining momentum for sectionals, coming off of just a bad taste with Bloomington South last week. That was a very tall task that they had to beat, and this is exactly the recipe you wanted headed into sectionals. Bad snap, and so scrambling now around is Jacob Lanning, who will, well, have not much of a choice. He's ultimately knocked down. A high snap before the PAT, so point after is no good. The lead is 30. 37-7 with just over 8 minutes to play. We'll take a break to talk about what's ahead for the Mustangs next on Hoosier Country 105.
The weather is beautiful. Time to finish up those outside projects. Whether you're working on a flower bed or your driveway needs new stone, Bloomington Speedway Mulch and More has everything you need. Need a truckload of mulch? Stop by Bloomington Speedway Mulch and More at the corner of Dillman, State Road 37, and Old Highway 37. Deliveries Monday through Saturday. Or you can haul your own. Call them today at 812-824-8753. Or visit the website at bloomingtonmulch.com.
Seven is your score. An impressive run, Levi Bay, from 19 yards out. That was a drive that ate up clock, ate up yardage, a 98-yard drive there for the Mustangs. They've scored on both of their second half drives, and now looking to just run this thing out as that will boot it. Andre Adkins back to north putt, coming left to right on your radio dial from the 40. Here is the kick. A line drive boot over to Caleb Lawrence, who backpedals and picks it up on the near side numbers at the 6-yard line. Across the 20, across the 30, to the far side of the field with some space. They cross midfield and back at the 40-yard line. Knocked out of bounds. Some flags back at the 45 of North Putnam.
Now Blessinger got tangled up and almost got into a fight with Gunnar Burris. They were both on the ground and just shoving each other into the ground. I think it's going to go on Blessinger, who was on the top for most of it, doing most of the shoving.
All five in stripes will meet right at that midfield Mustang logo. I made the point before our commercial break about getting that bad taste out of your mouth. And, Austin, this is perfect, perfect football here from Edgewood, going into a sectional and a pretty favorable draw. I know Coach Rosenberg's happy about it.
That's just what they needed, a tough week. They've lost two of three and lost two of three in blowout fashion. So they desperately needed this performance. And even the win, they really struggled against Brown County. So this is a good positive note before sectional play.
They will play the Washington Hatchets, who are 0-8 with 1-7 Princeton and 1-7 Owen Valley also on their side of the bracket. Now Coach Rosenberg openly admitted that even the Mustangs 6-2 mark here, they took advantage of a pretty favorable schedule, and he said, don't look at those records for those teams. They are much, much better than that. Edgewood was a team that played Princeton over the summer in a scrimmage-type atmosphere and got some good competition that way, but I think this Mustang team is certainly built to make a deep run, and that, of course, starts next week.
So there was a hold away from what I was talking about earlier. That's what they accept because it's from the spot of the foul.
Yeah.
The personal foul was actually on North Putt as well. So the holding penalty is the one that brings it back to the 26.
7:56 to go here in this ballgame. 37-7. Mustangs lead the Cougars. Maverick Summers is back out. Five turnovers in the opening half. And this ball is fumbled. Still loose on this time a very low snap from North Putnam, and Summers just has to fall on it all the way back to the 21. That's a loss of 5 yards on the play. And technically a sack. Bring it up. Well, positive for Edgewood here. We've talked with Coach Rosenberg. Every conversation that we've had has had some sort of question about being in unprecedented territory. Last year with this team really bursting onto the scene and making a run to the sectional title game, losing in that effort. They finished in fourth place in the league. Here's a screen pass dumped off to Aiden Baker with some blockers in front and some shifty moves, and still on the loose, across the 40, down to the 45, 50, and he's tripped up to the 48-yard line. That came out of a very quickly, 32 yards on the pickup. But a 4-0 start for Edgewood, only two losses all year. Better than a 4-0 start for Edgewood. And looks like a win here in the third-place game. It's a milestone. They finished better than they did last year. Now you hope for a sectional title, trying to do things that hasn't been done here at Edgewood in quite some time. Now the give is to Baker on a new set of downs in positive territory and another gain of 11 yards out to the 38-yard line. Baker's up to 113 yards on the ground. And now along with 31 yards through the air. Catching up on all my stats here. First and 10, inside of 7 to play. Summers to pass, long, and that ball's nearly picked off. Now sitting back and waiting on it was Andrew Blessinger, and what turned into a defender, Scott Proctor, ran into him and knocked him down to prevent what would have been a fourth interception here from the Edgewood defense. Incomplete.
Going back to what you were talking about with the milestone of this day for Edgewood, yeah, you always want to win championships, but I really respect Coach Rosenberg and his thought process of, we just want to be better than last year. A lot of people would be disappointed to be in the third place game of a conference, but this is an Edgewood team that came out inspired to win today.
Well, and he wanted this team to win more games than they did last year in the regular season. With a win today, that's exactly what they'll get. A run on the ground to Baker, a gain of 2.
Give him 2.
Yeah. That team last year, as good as they were, finished 8-4, but only 6 of those wins came in the regular season before winning 2 in sectionals and then losing in the sectional title game.
Well, that's the next step, is the sectional title.
Well, but here you're looking at Edgewood. They're 6-2 right now. Win gets them to 7-2. 7 wins would be the most since 2014.
And a very favorable draw in the sectional.
No doubt, no doubt. Third down and 8 here, bad snap. Summers picks it up and now tries to scramble around, but he's dragged down by his feet in the backfield. Low snap sent him scrambling, and a sack here from Edgewoods. Fourth down and long here for North Putnam.
Yeah, I mean, they have an opportunity playing Washington and then the winner of two teams that are both 1-7 right now. I mean, that's a great opportunity to maybe get 8-9 wins right there, and I love the way that he sets his goals, Coach Rosenberg. It's just about improvement. It's not asking for an undefeated season. It's not asking for a conference championship. It's just asking for incremental improvement, and that's what they've done such a good job.
We had their Cloverdale ball game in week 3, and we talked about the 2-0 start. It was unprecedented. Here's a fourth down. Summers scrambling, and he's going to be hit, dropped for a short gain, and a turnover on downs at the 42-yard line. 2 yards gained, he needs 17, and it's a turnover on downs. Edgewood will take the football. But Coach Rosenberg, I asked him about the 2-0 start. It was the first time in, I can't remember exactly how many years, but a decent amount of time that this team started 2-0. And he said, you know what, I understand that it's very early in the season, but we here at Edgewood love to celebrate the little things. He said, we celebrate every chance we get. We celebrate after a win. We celebrate after a big score. And to start 2-0 is important to us. We celebrate that. So every milestone, is big or little as they are sometimes, this team enjoys the heck out of playing on Friday nights, and you can tell they love playing for Coach Rosenberg.
Yeah, you can see that. When they force the fumbles and the interceptions, the coaching staff's going ballistic on the sidelines, so excited.
Skyler Curtis back out of the shotgun, has 2 running backs with him, and I believe, is that
48, I think.
And that's 18. We have a new runner. Colton Stewart, sophomore, getting his first carry. Gain of 6 yards.
If they play their cards right, this should be the last drive of the game.
They could score. If they score, too, they'll mark the running clock as well, worth noting, up 30. This game is well in hand. Edgewood will end the season 7-2 and travel to Washington next week. A reminder, this is our final broadcast this season. We won't have any sectional coverage with our basketball coverage starting early next month. Second down and 4 here for Edgewood. Colton Stewart to the right of Curtis. Levi Bay to the left, and it's Bay who takes the carry. Hit and pulled but from behind at the line of scrimmage. No gain for Bay. His 7th carry of the day. We have a minute. Let's look and see if we can't find what's going on. And hey, Bloomington North pulling away in the second half. It's 31-17 with about 4 minutes to go in the third quarter.
That's a team that deserves, like I said earlier, everything they've gotten this year. That senior class experienced some of the worst years of football, and they've come out this year and just played inspired.
Well, we heard through halftime that the Hoosier Hills Conference championship for North was won in 77. It's been some time, we'll put it that way. Two on the play clock as the ball is snapped, and procedure will go against the Edgewood Mustangs facing a third and four.
It's well before my time.
Hey, you and me both. I'm older than you. I'm not that old. Not saying that 77 is old. We won't put down our older crowd.
No, absolutely not.
Compared to you, yes.
But it's before all of us. Yeah. Hoosier Country 105.
We were not thoughts at that point in time.
Before you, before me, before Sam.
Yep. And we want to thank Sam Niederman, who's been part of our high school football coverage this season. This was his one and only season with us here on Hoosier Country. He came in, did a great job, and as a senior, we certainly wish him well. Third and nine here, the snap to Curtis. He will throw, looking for Harrington. And he's got the intended target for first down yardage, up to the 48 of North Putt, but a late flag comes in, and this goes against Edgewood. Curtis is waving Harrington back. Say, that's on us.
Another hold.
Yep.
A lot of five-yard penalties today for Edgewood. That's the first big penalty.
Well, they've done a nice job, too, early in the game. You know, some takeaways made it look sloppy. There were some penalties on both sides. That's certainly been cleaned up, it seems like, in this second half. Much more crisp.
They really just need one more first down to really start to think about just taking that clock to zero.
Yeah. Well, they'll face a third and long, however. This, you're looking at maybe a third and 15, 18. Let's see, they're at the 33-yard line. They need the 49 of North Putt. So third and 17, an 8-yard penalty technically. Curtis out of the shotgun, single receivers either side. Waiting that play clock to go as we hit 3 minutes to go. Curtis with two running backs and a tight end back with him. Here's the snap. And Curtis is just going to keep it. He's going to burst up the middle. He may be gone. Midfield, 40, and he just goes down into a slide at the 38-yard
line. Coming back,
yep.
Greg.
Another hold.
Smart decision by Skylar Curtis, though. He says,
he was going to run out the clock if he was scoring.
If I just sit down, we're taking the clock to zero.
Another hold. So this will make a third and long even longer.
Well, it's from the spot, so they'll actually pick up some yards.
Oh, you're right.
Let's see. I think they pick up three.
Well, we mark that off. Of note for Bloomington South against Chittard, they trail 35-7 nearing the end of the third quarter. I'm going to pass along that score there. Oh, end of the third quarter, 42-7. So they now have a running fourth quarter clock. So now we're looking at a third and 14 for Edgewood. That clock is still moving. Now we're inside of 2.5 minutes. You pick this up, you can almost sit on it. Out of the shotgun, Curtis. And again, he's just going to tuck it and run, try and bounce outside the numbers, see if North Putt can spread him out. He gains a few, not enough, to the 46-yard line. Gains 9 on the ground for Curtis. With penalties, I always struggle to add statistics in there, Austin, but I have Skylar Curtis at 194 yards on the ground.
I think in honor of your great stats, we're going off of yours tonight.
Do I have more than you?
No, I just haven't added mine up yet.
Oh, that's fair.
You do the running total, which I like.
Quick math. That's fine. Well, again, Edgewood will await that play clock to run down. Minute 40 and counting. They can
probably
take it to
a timeout.
Yeah, they can wait for a minute and a half or so before they'll need to use the timeout. And
I gotta give a shout out here while we have a chance.
Oh, please
to
do.
My home high school, Homestead, up in Fort Wayne. 56-0 win today puts them at 9-0, undefeated for just the 9th time in school history, first time in 7 years. Never did it while I was there, but congratulations to them. Chad Zolman does a great job leading that team, well-deserved, and They've got a real chance to go deep this year, so shout out to Homestead.
It's going
to
be a fun run all over the state. There's so many really talented high school football teams.
Carmel and Warren Central were playing today,
too. Are they playing today?
Great matchup there.
There are some good ones. My goodness. I believe Avon and Brownsburg
is a first round
sectional battle.
Those Indianapolis sectionals are brutal.
Brutal, but we love it. Hey, we also want to shout out Bloomington North as we're updating some stats and plays and just following along on social media. How about this for a 2-touchdown lead for Bloomington North? A double pass trick play. Baylen Murphy hits Jack Recker for a 56-yard touchdown pass.
They did that in the North-South game with Steinfeld. I absolutely love it.
After the timeout, the punt team is on with a minute 26 to go. Back is Derek Davis to punt. Standing back to receive is Lucius Alexander at the 25-yard line. North Putnam will fall for just a second time here in the regular season. They, too, will end 7-2. Davis with a really nice punt. It bounces and takes an Edgewood roll inside the 20. Comes to rest at the 18 with a minute 16 left to go. Pretty good punt there from Davis.
Finding out new things here as I look at the sectional for some reason Noblesville is in a sectional with three Fort Wayne schools.
Goodness.
How unfortunate is that?
Being from the town over from Noblesville and Fishers, that is a very unfortunate.
But Homestead has to go to Noblesville.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate for Fort Wayne. Yeah. That's brutal. That's a solid hour 15, I'd say.
Noblesville 1-7 this season, then Fort Wayne Carroll and Fort Wayne Snyder are also in that section.
Tough season there for the
Millers.
They
restructured all the sectionals with Snyder moving up from 5A to 6A.
Noblesville, the fighting Brandon Knights of the Dallas Cowboys, the Millers.
The Millers.
That's right. Minute 16 to go, a first down and 10 for North Putnam. A handoff to Baker, and he's sniffed out in the backfield. Great tackle by Cole May, the junior.
They brought in the big boy, Alex Sefton, listed as an offensive lineman, got the carry.
That's back to the 14-yard line and a loss of three.
He probably would have liked it if I didn't say that it was him.
I saw one. Three. What number is he?
47.
Oh, that's seven.
He's back there next to
– he is, yep.
Next to backup quarterback, Gunnar Burris.
Yep, Gunnar Burris, who is a sophomore, takes the snap, and they give it right back to the back who's tackled for, a short gain up to the 16-yard line, 2 yards.
That's all that they have to do if they want it.
Yep. Well, congratulations to Coach Rosenberg and the Edgewood Mustangs. They will finish in third place in this year's Western Indiana Conference race. The winning championship battle between Indian Creek and Northview goes to Indian Creek. So the one team in conference that Edgewood lost to comes out with a 32-28 win over Northview. Final play, the give right back to the running back, and across the 20-yard line he goes to the 21 for 5 yards. And that's all she wrote. Your final score here from the Mustang Corral, Edgewood 37, North Putnam 7. Back with our post-game show, stats, recap, our player of the game next on Hoosier Country 105.
Does your flooring need replaced? Tired of that carpet you've had for years? Or just ready for a home makeover? Whether it's carpet, vinyl, laminate, ceramic tile, or hardwood, Bounce Flooring has an amazing selection of Shaw flooring and much more. I bet you didn't know that Bounce Flooring offers financing, so what are you waiting for? Stop by Bounce Flooring showroom today at 5005 North State Road 37 and check out the wide variety of flooring, including amazing Shaw flooring. Bounce Flooring, for all your flooring needs.
You know what really gets a party started? Indoor baseball. Yeah, just find a broom or a pool cue, and you can use, anything as a ball. Cans, bottles, shoes.
Hey, bro, toss me that avocado.
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Underage drinking and driving, the ultimate party foul. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Comprehensive Financial Consultants is here to help ensure you prepare yourself financially today to be retirement ready tomorrow. Call them at 812-334-3190 or email at cfc@cfci.us to schedule your financial consultation today. Comprehensive Financial is proud to support high school football.
Securities offered through JW Cole Financial Inc., member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through JW Cole Advisors Inc., JWCA, and/or Comprehensive Financial Consultants Institutional Inc., CFCI. Comprehensive Financial Consultants and CFCI, JWC, JWCA are unaffiliated entities.
If you can create it or demolish it, K&S Roll-Off can haul it away. For over 30 years, K&S has provided unbeatable quality waste removal for businesses and residents of Monroe and surrounding counties. Quality and professionalism are the cornerstones of K&S Roll-Off, and they work hard to make sure you are satisfied. There's no job too big or too small for K&S, and they provide competitively priced waste removal services, including construction, demolition, brush removal, and so much more. To get started today, contact K&S Roll-Off at 812-825-5000.
Welcome back to the Mustang Corral, where your final scores. We wrap up the regular season. All Mustangs here in the crossover game. They finished in third place in the league, 37-7 over the Cougars of North Putnam. With Austin Render, my name is Greg Murray. Welcome back to the Smithville Fiber broadcast booth. Our post-game show brought to you by Bounds Flooring. Stop by their showroom today at 5005 North State Road 37 and check out their wide variety of flooring, including amazing Shaw flooring, Bounds flooring, for all of your flooring needs. Well, Austin, today very impressive on both sides of the ball. I know you're busy wrapping up the statistics here in this ball game. It was 24-0 at halftime. Edgewood had the lead. The defense really set the tone early, and Andrew Blessinger picked six to get it going. Five first-half turnovers to a shutout through 24 minutes. They gave up an opening drive score in the third quarter, but nothing else today. The defense, I thought, was sensational.
Absolutely. The defense really set the tone early. All the turnovers in that first half. And to me, it was, and it's not all of the 30 points that separated them, but to me, it's partly who wanted it more. And Edgewood clearly wanted it more. North Putnam did not come out sharp, so many turnovers early. And credit Edgewood with the way that they set their goals. This was a goal of theirs. Yeah, they wanted to win the championship, but once they got in the third place game, it was a goal of theirs to finish better than last year, and they did that.
We want to go over a couple of scores while Austin wraps up finishing up the statistics that we keep track of here inside the Smithville Fiber broadcast booth. End of three quarters, Bishop Chittard 42-7 over Bloomington South. That's a fourth quarter running clock there in week nine up at Bishop Chittard. End of the third quarter up at Southport, and the Bloomington North Cougars outscore Southport 14-0 in quarter three, and they lead 15-0 in quarter three, and they lead 31-17. Three quarters gone. They are one period away from claiming a conference regular season title. Here inside Western Indiana Conference, the WIC Indian Creek is your conference champ as they defeat Northview in the crossover title game. A good one there, 32-28. Austin, let's get to the statistics. They are brought to you by Teamwork Bloomington.
All right, we'll start with North Putnam. They had plenty of offense, 275 yards of total offense, a lot of that coming in the second half. Quarterback Maverick Summers, 14 of 22, 178, also had three interceptions and a fumble. He had 178 through the air. He lost 20 on the ground on 11 technical carries. A lot of sacks, though. Do some quick math here. Seven negative plays, one for zero as well. There's not a lot going for Summers in the backfield. 20 carries for 112 and a touchdown for Baker. And three carries for 5 yards there for Sefton down the stretch on that last drive. That's 97 total rushing yards for North Putt. Through the air, two grabs for 32 yards for Clifford, six for 61 for Alexander, five catches, 53 yards for Lawrence, and one grab for 32 yards for the running back Aiden Baker. A total of 275 yards for North Putt. They had five penalties for 29. No penalties that were extremely severe. I think I forgot one, actually, so now that I'm going to add 10. But there was that personal foul and that holding play. I don't think I wrote it down. But just six penalties today for North Putt. Edgewood on the flip side, Skylar Curtis, not asked to do a whole lot in the second half. He was one for one. Five of 15 for the game, 60 yards. Blessinger came in one for two for 6 yards through the air. On the ground, Skylar had 15 carries for 191 yards, two touchdowns. So three total touchdowns and over 250 total yards for Skylar Curtis today. One carry for 7 yards for Blessinger. Bay had 7 carries for 40 yards. Schaefer, 9 for 21. And Stewart had 1 rush for 6 yards. 265 rushing yards, 66 passing yards, a total of 331 for Edgewood. Receivers, 3 grabs for 29 yards for Fortier. 1 grab for 4 yards for Farkas. 1 for 22 for Harrington. And 1 for 6 for Curtis. 7 penalties, 46 yards for Edgewood, and again, 331 total yards for the Mustangs.
That is your Teamwork Bloomington statistics for this Week 9 battle. Austin, safe to say QB1 is your player of the game?
Absolutely. Skylar Curtis, with his running ability, he broke it open with the 76-yard touchdown. North Putt had just scored. They're trying to get some of the momentum back. Huge 76-yard score. He also had the nice touchdown toss to end the first half. Safe to say he was the player of the game.
Well, Skylar Curtis, senior quarterback, named our All-Star Driving School player of the game. Why handle all that new driver stress on your own when you can let All-Star Driving School teach your student? Offering hands-on in-class sessions as well as online courses, you can call All-Star Driving School at 812-339-9908 to get your child enrolled today. Well, Austin, that wraps up our coverage. Again, 37-7 was the final score. Edgewood finishes in third here in the league. As always, appreciate your coverage. Year two with us here on Hoosier Country, and looking forward to next time.
Absolutely. Third time's the charm, right?
Austin Render, nice enough to join us all season long, along with Sam Niederman. A shout-out to him. He had us for a good portion of the early part of the season with us on our high school football coverage. But that is it for year three of our coverage. Week 9 in the books, an excellent performance for Edgewood to wrap it up, as we say so long. 37-7, your final score from the Mustang Corral. For Austin Render, my name is Greg Murray. This is our high school football game of the week on Hoosier Country 105.
Your new home for high school football, Hoosier Country 105.
You've been listening to Friday Night Football on Hoosier Country 105. Brought to you by Able Nursery, your State Farm agent, Donna Nice, K&S Vola, Bloomington Speedway, Mulch and More, Teamwork Bloomington, Comprehensive Financial Consultants, Quality Services, and All-Star Driving School. Every Friday night, all season long, the high school football game of the week on Hoosier Country 105.